It's 2 o'clock. I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. The N6 between Steinfort and Windorf is, as far as I know, closed after a two-car head-on collision this morning that left two people injured, one of them seriously. A truck was also involved in the accident, and a rescue helicopter was deployed to the scene. The municipality of Kehl-Tetange has announced that famous punk legend and former Sex Pistols singer Johnny Rotten will make a stop at the Schoenfabriek this summer with his band Public Image Limited. Official pre-sales begin on December 3rd at 11 a.m, but you can also win a pair of tickets with RTL. In international stories, France has caught one of the two detainees who used bedsheets to escape from a prison in Dijon yesterday after sawing through the bars of their cell. The prison, built in 1853, is in poor condition with 311 inmates for 180 places. U.S. President Donald Trump announced that National Guard soldier Sarah Beckstrom has died after an alleged ambush-style shooting near the White House by an Afghan asylum seeker, prompting a terrorism investigation and a sweeping review of green card holders from 19 countries. Ukraine's anti-corruption authorities today raided the home of President Volodymyr Zelensky's powerful chief of staff and top negotiator Andriy Yermak as a massive graft scandal embroils Kiev. Yermak, a former film producer and copyright lawyer, is Zelensky's most important ally, but a divisive figure in Kiev, where his opponents say he has accumulated power, gatekeeps access to the president, and ruthlessly sidelines critical voices. Turning now to sport. The scheduled launch of rugby's proposed Rebel R360 competition targeting the game's top stars has been pushed back to 2028. R360 chiefs said the new timescale would offer a number of benefits, including stronger market conditions, greater commercial certainty, and a more favorable environment for players. History-making Eritrean Biniam Girmay will leave Belgian cycling team Intermarché Wanty before next season. Girmay joined the outfit in 2021 before becoming the first Black African to win a stage on a Grand Tour at the following year's Giro d'Italia. For more on these stories and for all the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
The weather is due to remain cloudy with mist, and light rain is expected on and off all afternoon. Temperatures remain low with an expected high of just 4 degrees.